Okay, Gary, so first things first, you've got the Tenants Vital Festival in Belfast coming up. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, there's a really good feeling in the band right now, you know. We're kind of just really enjoying ourselves. We're looking forward to everything. I know that's not a particularly typical thing for us to say, but right now it's just we're having a good time, and we haven't been to Ireland for quite a while, so it's which is frustrating for us, you know. So we definitely got some steam to blow off out there.
Okay, and what kind of set can we expect on the day? Will it be mainly stuff from the most recent album, or will it be pretty hits heavy for a festival crowd?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a typical thing to do when you play a festival show, you know. You just don't really get too much time, so I think a lot of the time people try and do it like a greatest hits or whatever, but we've got 5 records now, so it's pretty tough to choose a set, you know, because if you're just going to play for an hour and you have 5 albums worth of stuff to choose from, you just have to, it's more a case of what we leave out rather than what we actually play, so
yeah.
It's usually kind of a mix of all of them, really. Greatest hits, if you like.
Great. Now, Gary, I've seen you live at small venues like Mandela Hall in Belfast and also on bigger stages at Leeds Festival. Smaller venues certainly seem to suit your lo-fi kind of style a lot better. Do you enjoy the big main stage gigs as much, or is it just something that's necessary and has to be done?
You know, we try to treat them exactly the same, which I guess some people might not agree that that's the right way to go about it, but we've always had a pretty staunch belief that the way to approach it is just to do the regular set that you would normally do, but just on a bigger scale. So, because I don't really like all that kind of, you know, the big showmanship kind of cheesy big rock show. We really try and avoid that. So I think that it kind of works okay for us because, you know, for a band like us and the way that we approach things in our headline shows, I think that it means that for a festival it's pretty adaptable, you know, because if we relied on like a big fancy production all the time, when you get to festivals, some bands kind of trip up a little bit because they need all that extra stuff. But with us being pretty stripped back, it's actually pretty easy to adapt, you know. And so obviously our natural environment is more of a like a punk rock show or something, but we just try and put that on a big stage rather than trying to become U2 or something that we're just not, you know.